Hello, my name's Amanda Wright, Hypnogenie, Perth Master Clinical Hypnotherapist. This audio track contains a very powerful hypnotic induction. Therefore, it should not be listened to while driving a vehicle, operating equipment, or any other high-risk activity. In a moment, you will enter a very deep, lovely state of hypnosis. However, in the event of an emergency, you will be able to act effectively. Now find a place where you can relax and settle down undisturbed, and make this time a time for you, a time where you can connect body and mind, easing the uncertainty, worry, tension that you may be carrying, and enable you to relax. Allow yourself in this safe, quiet space, time to regain your sense of balance, focus and calm, letting go all you no longer need and all that no longer serves you. Looking forward to the new you. The first thing I'd like you to do is gently allow your eyes to close. And with your eyes closed, I'd like you to notice what's going on behind those closed eyelids. Perhaps it's just a black velvet curtain. Or perhaps you see colours or shapes, or maybe nothing at all. It doesn't really matter, as long as you know what's going on. Notice how your muscles are now starting to relax with every breath you take. And with every breath, you can relax deeper and deeper. I wonder if you've noticed yet how when you breathe in, you can feel cool air through your nostrils. And as you breathe out, you can feel warm air through your nostrils. As you begin to breathe more deeply now, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more with every word that I speak. And every word that I speak, you will find yourself drifting deeper and deeper. That's right, deeper and deeper. Just notice where your hands are resting and how they feel. Only you know how they feel. Maybe they feel heavy or light, warm or cold. You know that they are your sensations. As you relax more and more, focus on the relaxing hypnotic music and simply allow that music to take you deeper and deeper. That's right, deeper and deeper. As I begin to count down now, from 1 to 10, you will find yourself relaxing deeper and deeper with every number that I count. And at the same time, you can just let your mind wander. Just let it wander wherever it chooses to wander. You can let any thoughts come into your mind and just let them disappear again. So here we go. Let's start counting down. 1, drifting, nice and relaxed. 2, going deeper and deeper. Nobody wants anything from you now. This is your special time. 3, the only thing you'll be interested in now is the warm, comforting sound of my voice. The sound of my voice will keep you safe at all times. 4, as you relax deeper and deeper, you can imagine a blanket of comfort wrapping around you. 5, this blanket of comfort wraps around you from your head down to your toes. 6, just allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper as my voice echoes through to the subconscious part of your mind. 7, soothing, comforting, and so very, very relaxing. 8, simply imagine yourself drifting deeper and deeper, where the only sensations you can experience are pleasant sensations. 9, the comforting sound of my voice takes you down to the next level of peace and tranquility. Feeling very calm now, very peaceful, and so very, very relaxed. Perhaps you now may be worried. You might even worry for a moment about worry itself, or whether you're really relaxing deeply enough. That's fine, because whatever your experience is right now is perfectly okay. You can notice the sensations of whatever is supporting your body that can take you deeper. You can notice the sounds of these words, the rhythm of that, and that can take you deeper to a wonderfully comfortable space inside, where you can just relax and just be. You can notice the temperature of the air as you breathe in. Maybe it's a little warmer as you breathe it out, and you can take it a little deeper. You can notice any thoughts in your mind. Can notice any worries or any thoughts about your day-to-day life, and they can help you go deeper. You can notice any desire to not have those distracting negative thoughts, any desire not to have worries, any desire to be able to become that can take you deeper into that place, into that space where you can feel so very, very comfortable. It's incredible to realize when you take a step back that any worry you've ever had in your entire life has only ever been because you wanted to know you are safe. The world around you is safe, so that you could rest and relax. Like a caveman checking, thinking things through to make sure to live that day. All those mental scenarios about whether this had happened or that had happened, what this person thought or that person thought, or whether this or that would go well or not. We're all driven by that desire to know all is well. So much trying, so much mental effort trying to cover everything eventually in your mind, and so that you can feel okay. I wonder how it would feel to know, to really know that you can feel okay in the world without making all that effort. You know, one of those things you've worried about in the past, one of those topics you've turned over and over in your mind. Maybe it was about the future. Maybe it was about another person. Maybe it was about yourself. You know how it feels when those thoughts startle, emotions build up, and so many people who worry ask questions. What if questions in their head, and their internal voice becomes increasingly worried and frantic? You can just get a sense of the kinds of things you've been saying to yourself, the kind of mental images you might have. I'd like you to imagine just drifting right out of that scene, just for a moment, and see yourself over there, that you were there without a worried expression on your face, without the same old worry pattern wearing you away, stealing your ability to think clearly and rationally, tensing those muscles, clouding that brain with excess emotion. Isn't it just like putting more soap on the window and more trying to clean it to make sure it's clean? By constantly applying more soap so that you can never actually see through it clearly. Many people have over-worried through time, through history. Many had fantasies or disaster of people talked about, tensing of bodies, clouding of minds, giving their bodies the message that they needed to run, setting that adrenaline going, shooting off their immune systems. How many worries all came to nothing? Like one of those cults that predict the end of the world, and all the members build up to that date, tense going, filled with anticipation. The night falls, the dawn breaks, and the birds begin to sing, and they have to find a way to reconcile their belief with the facts that the world is still perfectly fine. It's one thing to pick up a new day for the end of the world and worry about, but it's a whole nother thing to take a step back from your belief system and realize you don't need to add soap to that window anymore because you've been overcleaning. While it's good to clean your windows, there's only so much you can do. The dirt will eventually, inevitably appear, and you'll certainly need to clean it again in the future because you can never keep it clean all the time. That doesn't mean that you can't sit back, enjoy the view, and you can only clean it every now and again. Not so often, just enough to allow you to see through and be so much more sensible, practical, letting the window serve its purpose, the rest of the time giving you a clear view of the world outside. That you over there, who's having those worries, how does it feel to just watch that you there, beginning to put things into perspective? Seeing a calm energy flowing through that body. Your face softening, shoulders relaxing, a smile on your face. That's it. So those old worry thoughts slow down inside your mind, while those images shrink back into perspective, because any effective planning needs to run through some important what-if scenarios. But you can keep those scenarios on a little screen off to the side. What you hope will happen, what you hope won't happen, and the realization that you can never have 100% certainty, just as you can never keep a window 100% clean. How does that feel from the inside, to be in a situation where it once was worrying and now you have things so much more in perspective? To have that mind calm, breathing comfortable. A calm, reassuring energy cycling through you, calming you all the way down and freeing up your mind to see clearly, to pay attention to those more subtle hunches, hints, instincts. But they are there now, where over-worrying was previously masking that. To be able to look forward to all the ways this will help you in the future, to work, able to focus better, to be able to relax around other people, and to know that you are okay, that you'll deal with difficulties and when they arise, but you can relax inside now, and you know that you don't need to get lost in those negative scenarios anymore. You can just relax, keeping potential hopes, opportunities in perspective, in the knowledge that you don't need absolute certainty to make intelligent, balanced decisions, free from all the old over-analyzing, overthinking, clouding your thinking and your judgment, freeing yourself to enjoy the day. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the relationships and the people around you. Enjoy breathing in that fresh air and smelling the roses. As you listen to this regularly and relax even deeper to it each time that you do, you will begin to return here and now, feeling wonderful, wonderfully refreshed. There'll be a sense of optimism, well-being, that you can deepen over the days, weeks and months ahead. That's it. Noticing the position of your body coming all the way back now.